the Book of the Week.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Book Club with Portsmouth Authors Collective. And I've got a surprise for you this morning. I've got Christine Lawrence in with me, and she's going to be chatting to Will Sutton. But here we go. Bit of a surprise. Take it away, Will.
Going to wrangle words. We're rumbling in the underworld. We're chirping with the birds. So writes up Cosham High Street. I cycle helter skelter. So I'll contribute my bit to Portsmouth creative welter. No, we won't keep you on tenterhooks, nor gent or lady ho. Just urge you to read our books and listen to Victory Radio.
Well, that was absolutely brilliant, Will. Well done. I suppose you ought to tell me a bit about Will, because who is this amazing guy you brought in the studio with you this morning, Christine?
Oh, he's really amazing, isn't he? And just think that he actually just told us that he wrote that down the street a short while ago, which I think is incredible. Anyway, welcome, Will. Welcome to Victory Radio. As you already can see, or hear, I should say, Will is a musician as well as a novelist, but he's also a Latin tutor. He lives in Portsmouth, but one of the main things we want to talk about today is the fact that he teaches creative writing as well as classics. He delivers workshops in festivals, schools and universities, including the University of Portsmouth. He has a PhD in publication in creative writing, and he runs workshops which I believe we call WIP squared. Is that correct,
Will? I just made it up. It's work in progress, so writers use it to mean work in progress, but also writing in Portsmouth, that's why it's squared.
Very clever.
I think something short.
And I've been to a few of the workshops myself. I've actually run a couple as well. It's really to help local authors at any level onto their next stage, and many have gone on to be published following his workshops in the past. Will travels as far as the Ashcroft in Fareham, although I believe that's now closed, Portsmouth Book Fest, the Pallant in Havant, and Petersfield Museum, as well as online workshops. Will's also a writer, obviously. We wouldn't be here. He has three historical mysteries published by Titan Books, and they offer a darkly comic take on the socio-politics of Victorian London. Lawless and the Flowers of Sin was the book of the year in the Mail on Sunday and the Morning Star. Closely involved with Portsmouth Writers Hub, Will has made appearances from Edinburgh International Book Festival to Crime Fest, and from Eton College to High Down High Security Prison. His articles have appeared in The Times, The 14 Times and The Author, while his plays have been produced on LBC Radio and London stages. His journalism and short stories appear in magazines across the world. Wow, what a list. But there's more. As we know from earlier, Will is a musician. He plays double bass for Chassonnière, Philip Jays and for Jamie and the Jets. And he's appeared at Victorious, Petworth Fringe, Shoreham Rope Sackle, Brighton Festival and many more. But not only that, he's played cricket for Brazil and now plays for the Authors, CC11, the team of Conan Doyle, J.M. Barrie and P.G. Wodehouse. Phew!
Goodness me. We're going to take a little break after now. I'm just kidding.
Thank you.
What an amazing biography that is, though. Wow.
It certainly is. And Will's a really, really lovely man as well, and very welcoming to the workshops that he runs. I'm going to ask you a few questions now, Will, if you don't mind.
No, I'm ready.
What's your favourite type of writing?
Oh, no, that's a difficult one. I've always loved, I think I came in writing plays. I started writing plays, and so dialogue is the bit I've always begun my novels with, and yes. short stories begins with a little bit of two people meeting and having a tussle of some kind. So maybe
that's a really good yeah, start, I think. Yeah, I remember when Toby Litt came and talked to us, he gave us a little thing to take away, and it was to start a piece of writing. You have two people in a room or in a space talking, and then you introduce a third character, and that's when the conflict usually starts.
That's a great exercise.
It was, yeah. And I use that a lot in my really writing useful. Now. Okay, what inspired you to run writing workshops yourself?
Well, on my journey of writing, I think several times I've got kind of stymied, stuck in a cul-de-sac, you know, when sure. either, and not even not having an idea, so it's not like writer's block, it's like, I've got a whole book, now what do I do with it? How do I make it better? And when you look around at there are many workshops on offer now. You know, when I was at that stage, you had to actually go places and do them. Now you can find so much online, but it's a bit overwhelming. And I think people, especially in that in-between stage of, oh, I've got a really good idea, but how do I develop it? Or I've got a whole book, but how do I make it publishable? It's very hard for them to see who's the person to help me. And I'm disappointed that here in Portsmouth, you know, people say, oh, we can go to Brighton, we can go to Bristol, we can go to Southampton. But we have people in the city who can help with this. So I'm just trying to make a space where the people who have a bit of experience and have got a little bit further can reach out to the people who are waiting and asking and begging for just a little bit of also working together and finding that they're not crazy working alone in a room for hours and hours on this beautiful dream and not knowing how to take it.
I think that's really important. Yeah. Is it time for a break now?
Well, I think we should have a little bit of music and we'll be right back.
That would be great.
And we're back, and I thought, you know, having seen that Will is wearing a Bob Dylan t-shirt, it was only right that we have some Bob Dylan. But we're chatting to Will about all sorts of things this morning.
We are. I do love Bob Dylan, though. Anyway, Will, you mentioned earlier that you started off writing plays, but then you went on to, and I don't know, you've got three novels, and they're all Victorian. Why choose Victorian?
Oh, it was a complete accident. No, it was. I had a notion from being down Baker Street Tube. There's a plaque somewhere saying, I think it says this was the first underground line in the world. But I remember misreading it and thinking, can't have been the first underground station if there was nowhere to go to. But no, they did open several stations on the same day. And then I had an idea. Do you know, it was just after 9/11, and I was thinking, if you were a Victorian terrorist, what would be the equivalent of the most technologically advanced thing in London? And so I thought you'd have to blow up the underground train. And that was before somebody tried to blow up. It was before.
So did that kind of stop you in your tracks, really? Or
yeah, it was difficult. Well, I'd finished the book when there were the when there's the bombing on 7th of July 2005, it was. Yeah, and it was out with publishers, and mysteriously they then accepted it.
Good, lucky. And it's done pretty well, really.
It's been with three different publishers, which is great, and there's an audio book. There's been lots of performances and little short stories and things that have come off it. So I've had great fun with that character, and I hope I'll go back to him at some point. I'm still working on graphic novel idea with a friend for one of his stories.
I see, yeah. So there's no novels in the making.
Oh, I couldn't possibly reveal. No, do you know, I'm working on something that it's slightly from a different angle. So instead of the detective telling the story, his wife's going to tell the story.
So
it's going to be an anti-detective story, saying, I know he would go on about all this crime stuff, but what was actually interesting?
Yes, so have you got any idea of when this might come out?
Let's give it a couple of years.
Right, okay, because you do run a workshop called Writing for Procrastinators. Yes. I think you might be one yourself.
Do you know, I say at the beginning of that, I say, I am here because I write novels and I teach and I do this and that, but I'm genuinely here because I'm a chief procrastinator. I mean, I think all of us writers, we've got weird brains.
Thank you.
I don't really... It's a compliment, not an insult. I don't really mind about what the Venn diagram of neurodivergence is, but we all like to sit in a room on our own for thousands of hours putting together thousands of words that we're not even sure anyone's going to read. And I think that's odd. But somehow when we're in a room together, we think, oh, these people don't think I'm that weird. They think I'm doing something really worthwhile. And that's such a relief, isn't it?
It does help, definitely. Yeah. So what do you think is the most satisfying thing you get from a workshop?
That's recently we've had a whole bunch of people finding the workshops who hadn't found any writing community in Portsmouth before, and they were finally saying, oh, what, you know, we didn't know this was here. And we're like, oh, we've actually been here. The Portsmouth Writers Hub's been around for more than 10 years, but it's not very visible, so we're trying to make it more visible. And when someone comes along and says, oh, you know, I've been working on this idea for 30 years without knowing how to put words down, and then over this weekend I've put 3,000 words down, it's like, you've helped me rediscover my soul. That, sure. You just can't beat that.
Yeah, I really like that too. So the best thing about being a writer?
I think it's probably, do you know all the terrible things that happen in life? And you normally think, oh no, this is terrible. Instead of that, you think, oh, this is going to be really good in the next book.
Yeah.
So, revenge, I suppose.
Revenge, yes.
Revenge on the world for all the things it does to you.
That's really good. Thank you.
I mean, you know, some people turn around and they worry about talking about a topic or writing about a topic if it's been in the news, like you were saying with the underground bombing and thing. But to me, I think sometimes exploring the subject and talking about it and bringing it out into the open actually helps you deal with a real-life situation much better. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I mean, so the first book, I have to say this the right way to not sound like I'm trying to cause an international incident, but it was sort of thinking somebody thought those terrorists were doing something good. Somebody in their organisation thought this was a good idea. If you were on their side, if you were one of their friends,
I found out
what would you say to them to say maybe this might not be the best way forward? So I felt in the media of the day nobody was asking why have people done this. It was like a taboo subject to think, why have there been explosions? Why is Osama bin Laden doing what he's doing? Why do people seem to think the West are the baddies? I mean, now it's not as hard to see George Bush Jr. as a difficult international character. But at the time, you know, it seemed like, we're the goodies. Why are we being attacked? And I think if you're thinking of yourself as the goodies, you need to get some perspective.
And I know we sort of didn't avoid talking politics and things, but sometimes I think you have to. You know, you've got to confront an issue to understand it and to be able to solve it and prevent it happening again a lot of the time.
Definitely. And kind of big-scale politics does also turn into personal politics. It affects how you behave to your fellow man or woman. If you are looking down on them and thinking, oh, well, I think actually you're in the wrong, but you're not able to see things. And that's a great thing about writing. It's a kind of engine for hearing other people's lives, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I think we could, as a society, I think we could all learn a lot by talking to each other far more about things we don't agree about without getting angry at each other.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, it's become increasingly difficult, hasn't it?
Yeah. But before we get too heavy, perhaps we should stop for your piece of music. So what have you chosen?
Oh, well, I'm hoping you can get me an Ella Fitzgerald. I really don't mind.
I'm sure there's Ella Fitzgerald.
I love the song Basin Street Blues because she does an impression of Louis Armstrong in it. But I don't mind. Whatever you can find me.
Oh, I'm sure we can find that for you.
Ella Fitzgerald, she's great, isn't she? Love it.
I love her voice.
Yeah. Welcome back, Will. Just going to ask you a few questions now about what's coming up with the workshops. I know you've got quite a few lined up.
There's a whole string of them. So New Theatre Royal, we've got every second and fourth Friday of the month. And I've got one at the end of June, Writing for Procrastinators, which we were mentioning, which is trying to help people out of a slump. I mean, there's one before that, though, on the 13th of June with a certain Christine Lawrence, which is about write what you know or research what you don't, which is a great topic. And so many writers trying to balance up that kind of thing. So New Theatre Royal is really welcome. It's such a great space and we're getting good turnout of people finding the workshops for the first time. So I'm really delighted with the reach the theatre's helping us get there. I'm at Petersfield Museum. Got a crime writing course starting there on the Tuesdays in June. And that's really good fun. Again, that's in the old courthouse they put us, which is a brilliant room in the old, because it's a converted police station. Yeah, one of my writer friends came along and he said, oh, last time I was here, there was actually a police station. The Petersfield chaps sitting here with their feet up and we're like, oh, are you off tonight? And they said, no, this is just normal being at work in Petersfield. I think it may have changed since those days. at the Palin Centre in Havant, there's a great series of workshops every second Saturday of the month. in the mornings. And I'm there in July doing Write Your Novel, which is always great fun. Mm-hmm. People who've dreamt about writing a novel, they've had an idea, they may even have lots of notes, they may even have chapters, come along and they say, oh, now I feel I can take it forward. But there's one there in June as well.
There is,
14th of June.
Yes,
Stirring Emotions with Margaret Jennings. And she's great running workshops. Great at giving a space for people to say, oh, I've got an idea, and giving you permission and to play, to make a mistake, to get it down on the page, and rather than thinking, I've got to get it right and got to get it ready for publication. No, have some space to protect your creative dreams and give them a bit of air and give them some light and let them...
Margaret's really good at getting people to have fun with their writing.
I know it's a different subject really, but the person always reminds me with that is old Bob Ross with his paintings.
Yes.
He always used to say, it's happy accidents. You just go with it, don't you?
Yes.
That's exactly how Margaret works.
Yes.
Exactly,
But you think how many people you meet who've used Bob Ross's workshops. Yeah. Like my niece still uses them online and has learned watercolour and learned various different things.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's the whole concept of you make a mistake and you just run with it. You know, stop being afraid to make a mistake is how we learn.
Yes, so much. Not the way we're told to expect. We're told, oh, people just write a novel and it's published. And, you know, that's not. It's really not how it happened.
No. And while we're on the Palant, we're having a break in August after your workshop, Will. And then when we come back in September, Jackie Green is going to be doing a workshop on writing competitions. She's calling it The Good, The Bad and The Ugly. And I'm sure most of our listeners must know that we've just closed the submissions to this year's writing competition. And Jackie is really expert in either entering competitions or helping people to write for them.
Well, and also going to a workshop like that, you meet other people who've entered things and heard nothing back. And if that's the only thing you do in the year and you think, oh, I got rejected by a competition. But if you meet other people who say, oh, well, I entered 20 and one of them I got shortlisted. Then maybe you have to enter more things. And maybe if somebody doesn't answer, it's not because they didn't like it, they're just overwhelmed. The whole writing world is sort of full of people working freelance, not quite knowing what they're doing. And you learn that you've got to take the knocks and you've got to take any words of compliment as a real engine to fuel your journey forward.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you took the same attitude with running or something like that, you know? I've only done the one race, and I didn't do anything throughout the rest of the year. I just turned up and did one race, and then, you've got to practice and make the mistakes and learn from them and improve. And then when it comes to competition time, hopefully you're at the top of your game.
You're at the top of your game.
I would always recommend that people join writers' groups as well. And there are several around now, I believe. Lucy Ashton's recently started one up, hasn't she?
Yeah, that is at the Havelock Centre, and it's on maybe the second and fourth Thursday of the month, and it sounds like it's really good fun. Lucy's a really good
workshop.
Yeah,
she's on Facebook.
Facebook and Instagram, you can find her.
And then there's Springwood Writers in Waterlooville. When you go to writers' groups, you get a range of writers some might have never done it before, others might be published. But once you get in that room, it's a level field in a way. If they got there, then you maybe can, but you might not want to get that far. You might just want to go to let, you know, off steam.
Yep, or gather some stories to share with your family or things like that. But I mean, that's so encouraging as well. And I mean, from the various workshops we've done, you know, we did one, it's nearly 10 years ago, Christine, in the New Theatre Royal at the back, and several of those writers have now got published.
Yeah.
And several of them, it took a long time. And I remember hearing the story, Nila Morrell had a brilliant story about the indentured Indian workers brought into Fiji, and I thought, that's an amazing story. I'm sure she's going to get it published, and it took a few years, but it's out, and she's got the second one just published now, so it's just amazing.
Brilliant. Well, unfortunately, that is all the time we've got this week. Doesn't it fly when you're having fun? But yes, thank you so much for coming in, Will, and for the fantastic musical entertainment as well.
Thank you.
It was brilliant.
Yes, thank you, Will.
And we look forward to chatting to you all again next week. So until then, keep writing.